This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Just before the break, we were speaking with Jack London, former CEO and still chairman of the board for Information Technology Defense Contractors, CACI, a firm that got thrown into the criticism of the mistreatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq back in 2004. The only problem was the scathing media attacks against the company weren't true. In just a moment, we'll hear how CACI mounted a public relations effort to clear its name. But first, I asked Mr. London what some of the most difficult attacks were for his company to deal with.
One area was the Washington arena. We felt that the, in many ways, the Washington Post had taken a position of presuming, or their kind of material they were putting out indicated that they believed that we had culpability. And there was one article, it was an op-ed that came out in September by a gentleman over at the Brookings Institution that was quite offensive to us because we saw how information was distorted or connected in improper ways, alleging things, for example, alleging that there were crimes committed at Guantanamo and Afghanistan or maybe around the world associated with the this contracted participation in the interrogation at Abu Ghraib. Of course, that was absolutely preposterous. There was just not a lick of truth in it. But the innuendo implication we found, from our perspective, was just something we couldn't abide. So we were became very active, continued to be very active, Greg, in representing CACI with our knowledge of what actually happened and trying to represent to the public, to our employees as well. Very important that our employees understand the truth about Abu Ghraib and CACI's role there. I want to hasten to say we don't never in any way would condone what we saw in those photographs. That was a very sad time for the United States Army and for the American people, but that's a different issue as opposed to CACI's participation in that. There's no pictures. Nobody has ever been indicted or charged in any judicial proceedings on any of this. So we're living with this image, if you will, this false impression that's out there, and that's the reason we wrote this book, to set the record straight.
Once you got your bearings after this incredible onslaught of negative publicity, you mentioned that there weren't enough substantive facts to prosecute anyone from your firm, but there was still the image as a result of the mainstream media coverage and other sources that had sullied you terribly. So how did you go about putting together the public relations campaign to make it clear that what you were being accused of through innuendo and other avenues simply wasn't true?
Greg, it was a real challenge. What we ultimately did was establish the posture that the truth will out. We established the posture of doing the right thing, to working with the United States government in a cooperative way to find out the truth and the facts, which we strongly believed would fall in our favor just because we understood the situation. But what we actually did in terms of activity, we put up on our website an FAQ, frequently asked questions and responses, and I don't know, there were several dozen that we wound up with, and they appear in the book, by the way. The book has an appendix that has all the errors that and distortions and misinformation about CACI and then the truthful factual information along with it. We also put up a series of responses to the journalists and authors of various articles and publications and so on to try to correct the record, believing that people do want to know the truth. So we responded. I guess we had 300, 400, 500 letters that we sent out, email and otherwise, to various articles. There were thousands of them, by the way, that were written about us. Not all were incorrect, I'll quickly point out. And then the other thing was a very robust news release, press release program. And in fact, a number of our press releases are also contained as an appendix in the book. So you have there in that in the book itself almost a case study of crisis management in the hyper-crisis set of conditions like Abu Ghraib. Well, I think anyone would agree that the Abu Ghraib situation is certainly a hyper-crisis, not only for companies like ours, two or three that were in and around that situation, but also the United States Army, the United States government, for that, American people, for that matter. So we had a very proactive approach that we implemented. Work with the government, work with the authorities, provide information to your public, be very forthcoming, and that's the role we took.
Jack, you mentioned the cooperation with the government. Was it a good relationship as you tried to put the pieces of the facts together here, or was the government, because of the sullied reputation of the military at the same time, perhaps looking at a private contracting firm such as yours as a potential scapegoat?
Well, I certainly wouldn't jump on the idea of a scapegoat, but we were really scrutinized. I would say we were wire brushed, Greg. There was plenty of review and examination by the GSA, the GAO, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, the Army Inspector General, the Department of Interior Inspector General. We got a lot of looks. There's nine investigations that we were looked at. They all are represented in the book, by the way, in some detail in the findings. So we were looked at very carefully, and all this is presented in Our Good Name, the book that we have out today. We're very proud of it. It's thoroughly documented, the sworn testimony, official government records. It is an official record of its own, and I might say the royalties from it will be provided. We're not taking a nickel. It's all going to be donated to charities for disabled veterans' families.
Last question before we let you go, Mr. London. In terms of the aftermath and where you stand today, do you believe that your reputation in the information technology, national security arenas and so forth is fully restored? Is it back to where it was pre-Abu Ghraib?
I would say, Greg, thanks for that question, because that's a really important one. It is perhaps even better than ever, simply because we have demonstrated that we will stand up and take accountability. There are certain parties out there that I would say, generally speaking, in sort of the anti-war part of the populace that are very adversarial in their behavior toward us still. But from the clients, the United States government in general, I would say our reputation has been restored, and we've worked very hard to get there, believe me.
Jack, it's been a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
The book is Our Good Name. The author, Jack London, longtime CEO, current chairman of the board for CACI, as well as many of his colleagues at the firm. The full name, Our Good Name, a company's fight to defend its honor and get the truth told about Abu Ghraib. This is Dateline Washington.